It's the Canola Minute brought to you by the Northern Canola Growers Association. Extension Cropping Systems Specialist Leslie Lubinow is our guest. Flea beetles have been a challenge this year.
Two things that came together in the favor of the flea beetle. First off, it was warm and it was dry. And the other thing with flea beetles is when it's hot, like it was at that time, they're hungry, more hungry. They have higher metabolism needs. So they fed more on our canola seedlings.
Also hearing striped flea beetles are showing up.
Growers have been slowly noticing the striped flea beetle. For those of you who don't know what the striped flea beetle looks like, the name pretty much says it all. It's got a little orangish-yellow stripe on its wing. So there's two stripes, kind of like raised stripes down its back. They're not quite the same bug as the crucifer flea beetle. They are better competitors in the presence of neonicotinoidine treatments. That just basically means that they can compete better, they survive them better.
That's Canola Minute, brought to you by the Northern Canola Growers Association.